Good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Youth Unplugged, brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank you need. And of course, a lot is going on at the Bank of St. Lucia these days. Be sure to head over to the Bank of St. Lucia and learn of the latest promotions. Listen, go get a credit card or debit card with the Bank of St. Lucia. I keep saying that. If you don't have one, you're sticking. This afternoon, we'll be joined with my twin brother, which is crazy, Khalifa Vidal, here on Youth Unplugged. Now, don't say I didn't have anybody to bring on to the show. That's why I just generically brought my brother onto the show today. That is not what happened. Actually, this week, we celebrated our birthday on Monday. And by popular demand, a number of people said that I should bring him onto the show for the first time. So, good afternoon, Khalifa. How are you?
Good afternoon, Khalid. How are you doing, buddy? I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me today. And thank you so much to your fans for recommending that I come onto this lovely program on this Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, well, you know, you're sounding very formal. I don't like it.
Is that you're I'm too formal.
Yeah, you're too formal. You're way too formal because you're talking to me. You're talking to Marina, anybody else. So let's talk about Youth Unplugged. So people, you know me. You know that I am a lecturer. You know that I actually worked at RCI for the past 6 years. But there is another side of me, which is my twin brother. So let's talk about him today. So Khalifa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So obviously, you know, my name is Khalifa Vidal. I am the twin brother to the host of the show, Khalid Vidal. I am a monitoring and evaluation consultant at the Ministry of Economic Development. I am also a student. I'm pursuing a master's degree in energy management as we speak. I'm actually on my final leg this semester. I am also a small business owner. I have a pressure washing and cleaning company, and I'm also a musician. I play drums with the band Jouy. You will hear a lot from us this year. We will be on the road with Just a Fun Carnival Band. I also play drums in another small band, off and on. So yeah, that's just a bit about me, Mr. Vidal.
Okay, well, I like that. So we could start somewhere. You said monitoring and evaluation. What exactly is monitoring and evaluation?
Simply put, monitoring and evaluation entails the analyzing, the collection, and of course, the reporting of data. Usually for projects, World Bank projects or JEF projects, whatever the project might be, there's always a need for a monitoring and evaluation officer. A monitoring and evaluation officer would take the project or should be part of the project from the inception all the way to the closing to ensure that all the targets and the indicators are met when designing a project and, of course, completing the project. So, for example, if you are designing a hospital and you need the hospital to be able to facilitate 300 people, throughout the design of the project, you would set certain indicators to ensure that the project will be able, or certain targets, so that the project would be able to meet it by the end of the completion or the construction phase of the hospital.
Okay, it's interesting you said a hospital. I mean, we have a hospital under construction now. You know, so I mean, I would hope to hear a bit from the government with respect to where that is going, etc., in the coming weeks, coming months. But it's interesting once again that, of course, you made the shift. You know, because I know you understand. But a few people know that you started off in the sciences, because we both started off in the sciences. I, for some reason, continued in the sciences, but you deviated. Why do you think that was?
Okay, so I started off at the University of the West Indies.
Stop. You didn't start at the University of the West Indies. Okay. Let's go right back.
So I started at the RC Boys Infant School.
Right.
And then I also went to the RC Boys Primary School. Then I went to St. Mary's College. I also went to South Louis shortly after that. And then I took a year break, a small hiatus. And then I went off to the University of the West Indies, Cavill campus, the best campus, as a matter of fact. I did an undergraduate degree in chemistry. I did a bit of environmental science. It's funny because my mom wanted me to be a doctor. She wanted two doctors. Yes,
Or someone, she said she wanted a lawyer.
She wanted a lawyer and a doctor.
Yeah, mommy, you ain't getting none of that.
Yes.
You got a teacher and a
M&E officer.
That's very far.
Yes, so my mom wanted a doctor. I actually got a scholarship to go to Taiwan to do medicine after I came from Barbados, pursuing my undergraduate degree. I got a scholarship, but then I had already started my master's in energy management, so I did not take the scholarship. And I think that I probably would have been an excellent doctor, but I found love for what I'm doing right now. I think that it is very dynamic. I think that I could see the change that is being made immediately. And I think that there are, no disrespect to doctors, but I think that there are quite a few doctors, and there are about 20-something to 40-something doctors coming back every year. I think that that is a very saturated field. So I think that I did a very good thing by making the switch to projects or working on projects in the capacity of an M&E officer.
Okay, now let me tell you something. One of the things that, again, young people face is pressure. You know, Jose Mourinho says, I don't feel pressure.
I don't feel pressure.
And I personally, I feel like I don't feel pressure. Right. Either. You understand? That's a good thing. I don't know why we don't feel pressure, but I never feel pressure. It could be to submit an assignment. My students will tell me sometimes, sir, how have you not given me my exam back? I tell them, just give me a little while. You know, I'll return that eventually. But some of the pressure that we feel as young people, it comes from the parents, it comes from the household sometimes. And that is a serious thing. Sometimes your parents push you to do a certain program. Right, I don't think we had that. You know, at home, mommy never said that, hey, boy, if you all don't do that, I would not be happy. Mommy always allowed us to be very expressive.
Yeah, it's crazy because I actually applied for a bachelor's in economics and finance at the St. Augustine campus. I got accepted for that. I also applied to be a nurse. Can you imagine me as a nurse?
No.
I know some of the viewers may not.
No, actually, everybody's giving you. They say you're trying hard to act normal. They say that's not you. And you speak like that, it's very funny because that's more of a thing for me.
For you.
That's not a thing for you. But still, you know, you're very correct. I mean, you apply sometimes to do different things because you're not sure.
Right.
Right? But even with you, I think you applied to do one thing or another and you ended up going completely in the opposite direction. And that is okay.
That's fine.
And that's one of the reasons I brought this young man on today, because a lot of the time we have situations where students or parents force children to do certain things, and that is probably not the best thing to do. And I see it every single day.
I see
it at the South Louis Community College, where we have young students and the parents ask them to do a certain program. I had a student last year, and he could not function in construction engineering. And when I asked, why did you choose the program? He said that his mother was the one, or his father was the one, that asked him to do the program. But the child did not want to do construction engineering. He wanted to do, I think, something to go with architecture. He wanted to draw, and I think that was his strong point. But he could not do that because, again, the parents did not want him to do that. So today it's a very different take on the show. Normally we just try to highlight young people and exactly what they're doing. And I think that my brother is a good example of that, because not only are we highlighting some of the things that he's done, but the direction that he took and the direction he's going is very different, right? So let's go back a bit, because we just spoke about Sir Arthur Lewis, and I feel like you're jumping. You're nervous, man.
Nervous.
You're nervous. You understand?
I'm talking to you guys. So
right.
I'm nervous.
So let's talk about that, because when you went to Sir Arthur Lewis, I know you did math, chemistry, and for some reason you ended up doing business.
Yes. So honestly, I did pure math at Sir Arthur Lewis in my first year. Pure math was really hard. I don't know if it's because I did not study much in Sir Arthur Lewis, at the Sir Arthur Lewis Community
College. I think so too.
But I found that pure math was quite difficult, and so I decided to do management for my second year at Sir Arthur Lewis. That was fine. I actually enjoyed management, and I guess that's probably one of the reasons now I did a master's in energy management. I will also say to the young people listening to the show that sometimes you may just need to make a slight deviation. You might just need to change your path a bit. To be fair, when I attended St. Mary's College, I loved music. I still love music up to this day. As you see, my brother is a DJ and, of course, a host for a show. We both love music. He rather the aspect where you would go to a party and turn up the party and play music. However, I rather making music. I also played trumpet at one point in my life. And I always wanted to be a professional musician. But then I realized, boy, I think I could always do music. And so that's why I followed the path of education, more or less trying to be academically inclined, as some people may call it. So I think that you could always do a mix of things. You don't need to focus solely on one aspect. Mm-hmm. And I think that has a lot to do with holistic development, you becoming a wholesome person, a wholesome individual. I know some people play sports, or some people may play football or play cricket or whatnot, and then they may need to take some time to focus on their studies, but I don't think that that should be the end game. I actually taught once, not once, but I taught for a little while at St. Joseph's Convent when I just came from school. And I remember telling a lot of the girls that they need to apply themselves and they need to do other things. I remember teaching a PS class, a pure science class, and I remember these girls were so fixated on grades and grades and grades and grades.
And it's the same thing now, because these same PS students come to me when they get to South Louis and they start about, boy, sir, I need to get a 1 or I need to get this. I'll be honest with you, in my first year at South Louis, I got a 4 in chemistry, I got a 4 in biology. What was I doing? Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
My mind was all over the place. In second year, I was able to turn that around, get a 1 in chemistry, and I think a 2 in biology, something around that.
Right.
But at the time, you know, the mind was all over the place. At that time, I remember that I just started playing on the radio.
Right.
I started playing at Blazing FM. Right. And my mind was not solely on school. It was on, boy, let me go and turn up the radio on a Friday, or let me go and turn up the radio on a Saturday and go play in a party. Right. Right. And at some point, you know, it ended up being a catalyst for me, because went to university and I ended up playing music every single weekend at Cave-Ville.
And that's what really brought us through university. Khalid would go out on a weekend to play for a party and get paid, and Khalid buying groceries, you know.
Yeah, because you were not working.
We didn't have a job right near that, but Khalid would buy groceries all throughout our undergraduate degree, because he would go out and play and whatnot.
So
that's one of the things that you could take from this show today, that you, when you diversify your portfolio, you are able to make income in different ways. Like a while ago, I mentioned that I'm a small business owner. Like I said, I have a small cleaning business, pressure washing and whatnot, and I'm able to get income from the pressure washing business. I'm also able to get income from
music
because I play drums off and on. So I think that you should always try to diversify yourself and try to, you know, just get income from different sources, and so that you may be able to one day use that same income to get by, because you never know, things might, like COVID may come by and you may need to get another source of income.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's always good to try to focus on different things and not solely on academia.
Yeah, because academia is fine. Eh? It's fantastic. Academia is my main source of income.
Right. It's my main source of income as well.
But you know, the little things on this side, they do go a long way. And I have to say thanks to places like RCI. I've been here for the past 6 years. You know, from the time I was in university, I would come in this summer and work. Right. And
right.
that would help me. You know, every little dollar would help me to carry myself. And there's a saying, most millionaires have more than one source of income. We don't go and work 9 to 5 and that's it. We work on the weekends as well.
Right.
Understand? We do something else. Okay, now, one of the questions we ask, or rather I ask every single week, is what inspired you to go in that current direction? Because you're a bit of an entrepreneur, just like me. You know, I mean, just like me. I think I can answer. I think I inspired you.
You inspire me?
Well, tell me, who inspired you, Khalid?
Honestly, I think my mother inspired me. My mother inspired me and my aunt. They always had small businesses. From the time that I know myself, my mom had a shop. She had a clothing store. My grandmother had a canteen. My aunt also had a minibus. So I think these were the individuals that inspired us, Khalid, and that you did not inspire me.
Yeah, I think I inspired you, because you see, the thing about it is, I was the one that really started this thing, you know, because before, fuck, I go give myself too much credit today.
But you cannot give yourself credit. I think you need to give credit to our parents.
Well, if I was being asked those questions in Youth Unplugged, I'd probably say I was inspired.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, but today, I
thank you so much, Khalid. Yeah, yeah, so big up Cindy, big up Karen, and big up Cynthia. These were the three individuals that inspired me to become a bit of an entrepreneur and to be diverse in everything that I do.
Of course, we speak about challenges. I mean, it's not a bed of roses. It's not an easy road.
Right.
What are some of the challenges that you probably faced, not only in school, but as a young entrepreneur, again, trying to juggle? What are some of the challenges that you probably faced?
So the greatest challenge that I face right now is time. Time to juggle everything. That's it. I think time is the greatest challenge. I wish the day had a few more hours so that I could sleep a bit longer and that I would be able to use some of that same time to write my reports, or perhaps I could use some of that same time to practice drumming. So I think sometimes you may, everybody should know that term, a jack of all trades but a master of none. So I want to see things that I have mastered. Nothing at this point in my life. But I think that I try hard every day to at least master some of the things that I take up daily. So that's my challenge, Khalid.
Any obstacles? I mean, I feel like I face some obstacles already. Eh? You know, one of these obstacles, and I say it every time, is my access to finance. Eh?
Well, access to finance is always an obstacle. I think another obstacle is bad mind, right? Bad mind. But like they say, blessings have the flow when the prayer gone up. Yeah, I think bad mind, that's a serious obstacle. All jokes aside, a lot of the time people, they wish bad for you and they don't want you to prosper. And that's a thing I think a lot of young people, you may think that people are your friends and really and truly they don't want the best for you. I have honestly experienced that at least two or three times for this year. And some of my friends listening to the show now, they are privy to that information and they know some of the things that I've gone through as it relates to people and friends or whatnot. You may find that some people are overly pessimistic for no reason. You understand?
Right.
You may want people around you that they might be the yes man or whatnot. They might tell you, okay, Gasa, go for it and whatnot. But sometimes there are people that seriously just have a problem and they see nothing better to do but to just try to bring you down. So that has been an obstacle for me, at least in more recent times, right?
But you speak about that, and it's interesting because I could consider myself, and of course you as well, very focused. You know, that has a lot to do with the mindset that you have.
Right, it has a lot to do with the mindset.
So, where do you think the mindset came from?
Well, I think the mindset came from mommy, Khalid. I don't know. It has to come from my mother. I give my mother full credit to everything that I have achieved. If not for the support of my mother, perhaps paying lessons for me to go to in secondary school, mathematics lessons and chemistry lessons. If not for these lessons, I would not have passed chemistry for CXC. And honestly, I think it was the chem lessons that really made chemistry easy for me at the CXC level. So I must say, big up Mr. Sion. Shout out to Mr. Rowan Sion. He really made chemistry easy for me. And the name of his lessons, I think, was Chem Easy, right?
I remember
so,
that.
So big up Mr. Sion. He really pushed me in the direction of sciences. I remember in third form, for some reason, they did not want to give me chemistry because I think I got a B or something like that in chemistry. They did not want to give me chemistry, and Mr. Sion allowed me to do chemistry. So shout out to Mr. Sion. That is what I have my first degree in right now, chemistry. I did not get first class honors. I got upper second class honors. I missed first class by 0.10 or something like that. But I mean, I was able to secure the undergraduate degree that actually propelled me, right, into the direction of monitoring and evaluation. I must also say shout out to my former coordinator, Ms. Cheryl Maffrey. She taught me a lot in the space of 2 years. I think that I have grown quite a bit ever since joining the team at the Ministry of Economic Development. I also learned a bit of procurement and whatnot. So the degree, the foundation of all of that had to be a natural science degree. And my degree in chemistry really helped me to get into that space. So hats off to these people.
Okay, now, this is interesting because I think that's one of my final questions. So you see, you're running through.
I
appreciate that, right? I appreciate that you're running through. When I speak about mindset, it's interesting because sometimes people only see things short term,
right?
They only see the few months ahead. You understand? Sometimes you need to see a little beyond that. You need to think about the years that you put that could come and what you can draw out of it. I remember seeing a quote somewhere around 2017: "Work hard now." Right?
So you could rest later.
Right? Work hard now so you could rest later. And something that they always wrote on the board when we were at RC Boys was time wasted could never be regained.
Right.
Right? I think that you have made a good use of your time.
Right.
Khalif actually started a master's degree before I decided to do anything in that in that respect. I was in, you know, I go to school, and to be honest with you, I was actually inspired by him, because you never want to be behind your twin brother.
Never.
Never. It's like,
yeah,
I do something, me don't want to do it too, you know.
Yes, sir.
You understand? It can't happen too. You understand? California was his first car before me. You understand? I said, I waited a while. I didn't want a car. But I'm saying that a few things with respect to education. You don't want to hear that, boy, your twin brother more educated than you. So I actually went along, and I started another program, and I completed my program before you. But I mean,
the man just trying to be like me. That's viewers. That's what the man just trying to be like me. And he's saying he inspired me all the time. I didn't inspire.
Nah, you inspired. I could say that. I'm not going to freak out, but you inspired me in that respect. But I'm saying that it's important to keep long-run vision. And that's a quote from Beverly Ann. Long-run vision is very important. As long as you have long-run vision, right, you're able to prepare yourself for the future.
Right.
And a lot of the time we hear that, I want to go to school, right? I'm done with that school thing,
yeah,
right? But I'm a strong believer in academia. People speak about you don't need to do school to go anywhere. But I don't think you don't need to. But I think it's always important to.
Right.
There is nothing called too much education.
Never.
You can never be too educated. Because you're able to speak on so many different topics. And I keep saying this, that this show really educates me every week, because right, I learn about people. I learn about some of the struggle that they go through. I learn about their respective fields, because I know nothing about the development economics. Right, I know nothing about that, but I had to read on development economics a few weeks ago. Last week, I had to learn about the cello and the violin.
Right,
I'm not a musician by any stretch. I play music, but I wouldn't consider myself a musician. I cannot play an instrument.
Right,
right? Sadly,
you can play pan.
I could play pan.
That's an instrument.
I don't like to consider that.
Pan is an instrument. Respect the pan, man.
Let's respect the pan.
You're not Shazzy, but respect the pan.
Yeah, I have a little something. But we're saying that long run vision is very important, and that's what I want to speak about for the next 4 minutes.
Right.
Right. Pivoting yourself. Of course, seeing where you can possibly go.
Right.
Right. Based on the current situation that you're in. It's very important for you to see that. And I think that you made the most of your early days, at least within school. And now that we're in our mid-20s.
Literally in the middle.
Mid-20s. it's looking okay.
Yes, man. For sure.
Okay. Now, you've mentioned that you have a few businesses. Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. All right, so my partner tell me he launched a thing the other day. I gotta be honest with you. He say he launched it, but it's like we launched it, because Greenleaf Environmental Solutions. Let's talk about it.
Okay, so Greenleaf Environmental Solutions. I think that y'all, if y'all have anything to do at your home as it relates to cleaning, pressure washing, you should hit up Greenleaf Environmental Solutions. We have weed eaters, we have hedge trimmers, we have all of these things. And I mean, if you want to purchase some of these items from us, you could also purchase these items from us. We have weed eaters on sale, we have hedge trimmers on sale, we have pressure wash machines on sale. We also have a bit of what do you call these things? Tissue paper, cleaning disinfectants and whatnot. We have all of these things on sale. So if you ever need any of these items, feel free to hit up Earthquake or myself, or Khalid rather, because it's not Earthquake. You're wearing the Khalid hat today.
That's
not
correct.
Earthquake. So, okay, of course, you could hit up Khalid or myself. I think you have me on social media, Labras. You could follow me on Instagram. You could also add me on Facebook, those of you all viewing on Facebook. So I think that Greenleaf is a small business that is going to grow. Hopefully in the next 5 to 6 years, I could have an actual store with some of my items. Of course, I'm hoping that one day I will be able to get some good contracts to do some cleaning around.
You know what? let me just stop you there, because again, with some of the stuff that the company has done, yes, I just like to say that, of course, utilize the guys in the area. Of course,
right.
Masha, you know,
I'm from Entrepo, and so I employ quite a few guys in the area. In Big Up Cashies East once again, and of course, all the guys from Masha. Obviously, they help me.
Of course, they show support.
Right.
Of course, we show support to them as well. So, I mean, it's a good initiative. I mean, continue. I really mean people. That is more him. You understand?
Yeah, but still, Big Up you guys assist me with your van. Your nice van.
Okay.
To carry my stuff.
All right. So, Khalifa, what's next for you? We actually ran out of time. It's now 3:30. We actually had to end the interview. But what's next for you?
hopefully I could complete my master's degree this year. In the near future, I hope to once again grow my business, become a better musician, and of course, eventually one day become a project coordinator for one of the governmental projects, as I am still junior in my field.
And you know, junior must become senior.
Eventually.
Yeah. It must happen. Yeah. All right. So again, I want to say thank you so much for popping in. You know, I had to give you a ride for you to get it. People said this interview would have been fun, yeah? And I tried not to over it because, you know, we are clowns.
No, we could catch real kicks.
We could catch real kicks and we could be real clowns. So we'll not do that again. All right. I want to say thanks to everyone who tuned in. Facebook is actually blowing up now. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much. Of course, a lot of kind words here for the two of us. And of course, yeah, my mother, big up you. Yeah, today you really get a lot of big up. All right. They said that, that we couldn't do this without making it funny. Yeah. Okay. I appreciate it. All right, guys. Big shout out to the Bank of St. Lucia. That's all the bank you need for making this possible every single week. We have Youth Unplugged brought to you by the Bank of St. Lucia. Of course, head over to the Bank of St. Lucia today. I keep telling you, go there and apply for a credit card. That's one of the best things you could do. You understand? You have a credit card?
No, I don't have a credit card, but I did take a form for a credit card yesterday from the Bank of St. Lucia. And that's not advertising. Honestly, I actually took the form yesterday when I went to the bank. So I think you should apply for a Bank of St. Lucia credit card.
Yeah, apply for one. All right, guys, that's all the bank you need. My name is Khaled Vidal. I will see you guys again next week for another edition of Youth Unplugged. Of course, we're here every Saturday as well, turning up in the morning from 10 to 12 with Marine. I will see you guys again next week for Youth Unplugged and, of course, on Saturday morning on Jam Saturday. Goodbye.